story. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Our latest addition to Appliance Discounters is our factory-certified service department. Now you can get reliable service at a reasonable price. Whether you need service on your grandma's hand-me-down or an under-warranty appliance, Appliance Discounters is the one to call. Oh, and guess what? We even give you an in-store credit for half off of your initial service call should you decide to replace your broken appliance rather than repair it. Appliance Discounters is the only local appliance company to offer service to their customers. Visit one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings is always taking it to the next level with 21 sauces and seasonings, wall-to-wall flat screens, and 70-cent wing Tuesdays and boneless Thursdays.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Short sleeve tees for her, just $4.99. Men's polos, just $8.99. Infant tops and bottoms, $4. Performance tops for her, just $7.99. $24.99, Fila shoes. The big one bath towel, only $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Don't miss Kohl's lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday. Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Find a Kubota dealer near you at MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
I know this song. I've heard it thousands of times.
Listen in your car or your underwear.
Join his partners.
Join his partners.
Told you.
And him.
There's no fun left on the
game. We're full of chat and we're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
a fatty corpuscle.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to. Can you believe it? The April 4th edition.
April 4th?
April 4th.
April 7th.
You know what?
7th.
I'm undergoing medical treatment.
I was going to say, did I?
I'm excused because I'm undergoing medical treatment. The April 7th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jay. I know what you're laughing at. It's coming. Mark and Jason. MarkandJason.com is the website. They're financial advisors for Stiefel Nichols. But first,
hey!
Troll board operator who's thinking right now, he forgot something. Meaning me? No, I didn't. I didn't forget it at all. It's coming up in a minute. Eon, the peon, runs the control
like
board.
Made a mistake.
No, nobody made a mistake, Lauren. And get your voice fixed. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. He's a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it may be a smart idea to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks. I don't usually do this, too. Wait, hold on. I just had a joke come across real quick. I have to do a one-line.
Stop the music.
All right. I don't normally do this, but this one is.
This is a first.
Tickled me.
Wow.
This is
so
a first.
I was going to share it just real quick. My wife accused me of being a transvestite, so I packed her things and left. That was all.
Man, that's good. That's good.
It tickled me when I read it, so I had to share it.
That's a good one.
Nice.
And then I'll tell a punchline to a joke that we can't tell. I used to tell it, but we decided probably not. And here's the punchline. That's a mighty big word for a 12-year-old.
Yeah. No, you can't do that one.
You probably could. It's just not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth,
the
potential
the emails
backlash.
The
other one, that's about as far as I got. We stopped telling that one, too. One day, we'll just do 50 punchlines. So let's see. I forgot who else is here. Oh, yeah. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody. And I have one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Stop the music.
A punchline.
Yeah.
Just the punchline.
Okay.
What they are trying to do gross me out.
Good one. folks, please, and I'm not kidding, do not email me and say, could you send me the joke where the punchline was, what are you trying to do, gross me out? No, I can't. I can't sit down and start emailing at the keyboard. Everybody, it takes too long. The jokes, as you know, because you've heard me tell them, are too drawn out. So please, don't do that, because it ain't going to happen, as they say. Now, let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're far too kind, yes.
Hang on, Rat Boy's got a joke.
Really?
We tell that one. We tell it all the time. The what kind of sandwich?
Cheese.
Yeah, the cheese sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah, we tell it. Try to come up with one.
Wash your hands.
Don't ruin it. I might tell it
Sorry.
Soon. It's been a while. Give it up, please, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. There is a joke that's a visual joke, but the last line is, why do they call you the Penguin Lady? It's a visual, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, Dan, you don't know that one, do you, Dan?
I don't think so. I don't know if I do.
I'll tell it to Dan, because you have to physically do something when you tell it. We'll have to do that off the air. I'm trying to think of the other ones we know we can't tell. I can tell you the line before the punchline. It's like when somebody steals something and they say they caught him red-handed. But then I cannot give you the following punchline. And ladies and gentlemen, I know how frustrated you must be right now. You're probably mad at us. That's not fair. Well, that's just the way we do things. We frustrate people. We also help people with information like this. Are you currently working with a financial advisor? Now, look, I don't know how much money everybody listening has. Some people don't have any. Some people have a little. Some people have what they think is too little to need a financial advisor. I would say you may be wrong. In this case, $25,000 or more. There are probably people that say, well, I have $40,000. I don't really need a financial advisor with $40,000. I don't have like $1 million. Beg to differ. So if you're not currently working with a financial advisor, even if you are, second opinion, why not? You might want to talk to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. They can determine if your portfolio, and I didn't know what a portfolio was until like 20 years ago, is performing as well as it should, and if your assets are properly diversified. They can also tell you about tax-advantaged investing strategies maybe you overlooked. And they'll explain your options for claiming Social Security benefits. In a nutshell, they will show you if you're on the right track. And if you don't need to make any changes, they'll tell you that too. It's one of the great things about these guys. So please do yourself a favor, call Mark and Jason at Stifel Nicolaus for a complimentary, no-charge, second opinion, or a look-see if you already don't have a financial advisor. For their number and more, markandjason.com. You just heard Peon say it. Stifel Nicolaus Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Now, hey, back home, downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Your AM and the PM, you should never, ever, ever be seen in any cab that's not a Laclede cab. STL Taxi is the app. It's free. Please download it. It works. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
You just said something in your advertisement there that just made me think. And I say this all the time. In a nutshell, when do people start saying that?
You know, I haven't heard it for a while, but I still use it.
I use it all the time, but I couldn't tell you where it originated.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. Probably the South.
Well, in the nutshell, I guess it's so small, so
it means,
it's all
yeah, in, right? In short, or in a condensed, dense form, here's what we're talking about. In a nutshell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those.
I like that you still use that.
Absolutely. Well, recently a guy in West Virginia I guess he was having trouble with his computer, so what he did was he unplugged it, he went out in the alley, and he pulled out a gun and shot it 8 times.
Did it work? Did it still work? Did it work after that? Does that work?
Coincidentally, it's also how Hillary Clinton got rid of her emails. That's how she did that.
I know that.
Yeah. You won't hear that on CNN.
No.
And in San Francisco, it has now been 1 year since a ban on tobacco in the city limits. In fact, they're very strict. In fact, if you get caught by a police officer at night, you have to say, no, officer, this is just weed.
Oh, you're better off, yeah.
You better off, yeah.
That's another punchline.
That's right, yeah. Scientists, this is kind of cool, have discovered how to grill a steak using lava. Yeah. Hard part, of course, is, you know, getting the cow up on the volcano.
Oh, awesome.
That's
funny.
Yeah. And finally.
I know.
Well, new research suggests that men who regularly post selfies are more likely to have psychopathic tendencies. Women who regularly post selfies are most likely to be Kardashian.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
This little Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Good to be back in the Central Standard Time Zone after 2 weeks. Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah.
What are we supposed to say? Good to have you back in the Central Time Zone?
I mean,
what are we supposed to say?
What was the...
No. You don't have to say it.
No, we do.
I'm very tired.
I edit all this out. Back it up. Let's pick it up and edit in. Bill, you say, good to be back. Go ahead, in the Central Time Zone. Go ahead.
Okay, you got it. Good to be back in the Central Time Zone.
Well, it's good to have you
back.
Yeah, man. Where were you? In the Eastern time zone?
Who cares? I'm just glad you're back.
You got your joke writing battery recharged.
Yeah, you sure did.
Oh, man. From downtown St. Louis, very, very tired. I'm Bill Cleveland on the big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill. What, are we supposed to feel sorry for him? Because he gets to go get a bunch of free stuff?
Yeah.
We're supposed to feel sorry for him? I'm very tired. Mm-hmm. Well, don't go there. In answer to that.
Homie, yeah.
Yeah, homie. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. A friend and a listener, Chris Mueller, sent me a text. Now, I wasn't here yesterday. I was in the twilight zone. The doctors had me out in the loopy land with something. But I got a text, because if you remember the day before, we talked about license plates, and I think Peon or somebody posed the question, do prisoners still make license plates?
Yeah, I did.
Chris Mueller sends me a text. He says, yes, they absolutely are. So there you go. Now, I think the reason Chris, he's an ex-convict. You know that?
No.
He was in prison.
Really?
28 years, something like that. So thank you, Chris, for the information. Now,
time sure is flying by, isn't it?
It sure is, Dan.
Right?
It sure is. You know, I look at the calendar and I see that here we are. Whoop, already it is the 7th day of April. And to many people, that means the year's almost half over.
Man.
We're in spring. Before we know it, it'll be fall and winter again. I look at it as just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Sorry, Peon, and some of the others that hate
Ed.
That.
Yeah. So, you know what's funny? We had... when Scott was taking calls, I'm not making this up, we had 3 Bobs lined up in a row. And you know who the next caller, if we'd had time, was going to be? Robert.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let's see. Yesterday, for some weird reason, and I don't even know why, and I went to my phone, I made a recorded note, and I just spoke like a few words into it, because that's how I remember things. And it was to ask this question. Who do you think is the best known woman in the United States, and who do you think is the best known man? Meaning, if you went up to anybody and said that name, they knew who it was. You have to exclude Barack Obama but you don't have to exclude anybody female. So let's start with it. Who do you think, if you went to college campuses, grade schools, out on the street, workplace, and you said, have you ever heard of, do you know who this person is? What woman do you think is the best known woman in this country?
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Man, I'll tell you what. I would change. I was going to say Hillary, but I'm going to change it to if you go to everyone and then grade schoolers, say Kim Kardashian.
And that's exactly my second choice. Beyonce?
Or Beyonce. Yeah, it would have to be somebody celebrity related.
I disagree. I think it's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
I think anybody you ask, have you ever heard of Hillary Clinton? I guarantee you.
Even
if you ask some people, have you ever heard of Beyonce? They might have heard it, but they didn't pay attention to it. They don't follow her music. I can't name you, by the way, one Beyonce song. I've heard of her, but I think Hillary Clinton. Now, who do you think is the man who, if you mention his name to most anybody 12 and over, most people would say, I know who that is.
Wow.
Excluding Barack Obama. See, to me, this is easy.
12 and over?
12 and over.
Oh, I would say
everybody.
Trump. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That's a good...
Just because he's in the news, like, everyone.
No, well, Peon is stuck.
Yeah.
So I'm going Donald Trump. He's on the... in every day.
Yeah.
He's in every... on the front page of every newspaper, or at least the second page. Every publication, every web... Trump. Tweets... Facebook things, Donald Trump.
And if you're 12 and over, older, you are talking in school. By
exactly.
Now, you're talking about government,
the election,
things like that. Yeah,
I think it's Donald Trump. I think it's Hillary and Donald. Of course, Barack Obama, we had to exclude him because if you don't know who that name is, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You don't even deserve to probably live in this country. I want to thank everybody for the Merle Haggard emails at the beginning of the show. I talked to little Merle. I played a little Merle. I got some very, very nice emails.
We had a Southern Illinois police officer call and said that he really, really liked the Merle Haggard tribute that you gave to him. But he said that when you said that you felt sorry for people that haven't heard Merle Haggard, he said that he feels sorry for people that haven't heard us, haven't heard our show.
Aww.
I know.
Yeah. As women and girls go, aww. Thank you, officer.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I did get one email from a guy, and he mentioned a Merle song called Silver Wings, one of my favorite songs. It's about an airplane taking off and leaving. And he said, essentially, I don't have it in front of me, but he's Frank. I used to have to take, I think he said his wife, to the airport. Maybe she traveled for work. And put her on a plane. And when the song Silver Wings, or we'd put it on maybe in the car, he said he'd just start crying.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic song. So thank you for that email. Thank you for all the Merle Haggard emails. And thanks to this audience for not being a bunch of idiots and writing me and going, who cares about country music? I didn't get one of those. Those days are over.
I think everybody knows who Merle Haggard is.
We've whittled this audience down to the core best of the best people. No, we have. There's a guy in Alpine, California, who has donated blood 24 times a year for 40 years. He has just given his 150th gallon of blood.
Whoa. Good grief.
150 gallons.
Wow.
He does it so he can donate the platelets that they extract from the blood, which helps control bleeding. And he said that he's used to it. He's never once looked over and watched the needle go in. He says, I look away. After all these years, he still doesn't look at it. But he says you get a tingling feeling, and they give you some calcium tablets, and then you get up and walk around, and in a few minutes you're fine.
I can't
look. You can't?
No,
I don't look at it.
No,
either.
I can't look.
Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I think you're better off not to. But he says he had a nephew who could not generate platelets of his own. So he gives in honor of his nephew who died 4 years ago. But he was giving platelets long, obviously, before that. And he said that he'll donate until he dies. He's 66. He says he's going to keep doing this till he dies. 40 years, 24 times a year. Good for that guy. There is an article that's out that says pornography is starting to bore people. Amen, brother.
Yep.
And that it's damaging to people because they say that women, first of all, it shows that their desire for, it's a desire for sexual perfectionism, they call it. Now, in other words, their partner expects them to live up to what they've seen in porn. And so expectations are, they're not met. And that it's not a real depiction of what most people can do or want to do.
Plus, there's so much of it now.
Yeah, well, Dan, it's damaging.
What are you talking about? How do you know?
Yeah, how do you know? What are you talking about?
Well, I've done research. I helped doing research with that.
Did you?
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
I think they nailed it when they said it's boring.
Yo.
Nothing more boring than watching Lisa Ann or Julia. I mean, I don't know their names.
No. No.
Oh, boy. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I can't believe I've almost made it through the show. This stinking allergy cotton ball throat thing is driving me nuts. I feel fantastic, so thanks for sticking with me. And to Brad, this is for you. Brad sent me an email, and he said, I'd love to hear Scott Sherman. By the way, how about this joke? And I haven't told it for quite a while. It's a story of two FM DJs who are hitchhiking. Because they don't own a car. Because, as you know, FM DJs even barely get by if they're employed, and most of them are unemployed. So they're hitchhiking, and a guy pulls over and picks them up in a brand-new Johnny Londoff Chevy pickup truck, Silverado. Beautiful. He says, where are you headed? And they tell him, he says, hop in the back. So they hop in the bed of the pickup truck. He takes off. This guy's driving along. He's so caught up in his new Silverado. He starts fiddling with things, you know, buttons and knobs. He gets distracted, doesn't see a curve in the road, goes down an embankment into a lake and plunges in the lake, and the truck, the driver, and the two FM DJs in the bed, the pickup, sink.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible. The driver manages to get the door open somehow and swim to the surface. And now somebody who has seen this thing has called 911. Here come the paramedics. Here come divers. And fortunately, they got there fast. They go down and they pull the two FM DJs to the surface. And after they spit out a lot of water, they can finally talk. One of the paramedics, EMT, said, you know, why didn't you guys swim to the top? You were in the bed of the pickup truck. When we went down underwater, you were still in the bed. And one of the FM DJs said, we couldn't get the tailgate down.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, on southbound 270, things are really jamming up now. A little bit south of Highway 70, and you've got pockets of that all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141 from Big Bend down through 44 is a jam. We have westbound 70 from Air Flight all the way out through Highway 94. Same thing on westbound 370, and that goes from Highway 270 out to the Discovery Bridge. Looks like southbound 170 is slow from Page down through Highway 40. You're jammed up pretty well on southbound 55 from 7th Street all the way down through Revis Barracks, and westbound 44 from Jefferson through Hampton. This report brought to you by Grasshopper. As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go, so turn your mobile phone into a business phone with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a local or toll-free number or bring your own. See how it works at grasshopper.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. The
signs are there. Spring is just around the corner. Finally, it'll be the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
It's time to shake off the winter blues and paint the town red. You're invited to a celebration, a block party that happens 81 times a year, where the performers are all-stars and they always play your favorite hits. It's baseball, Cardinals baseball. This season, make waves in the bleachers or throw a sweet party in a party suite. Because when the home team scores, folks will go crazy. And the only thing louder than your cheers will be the fireworks. As you watch the strikeouts mount, strike up a conversation with a friend or 40,000 and get used to dancing in a downpour. Because at this party, there's always a chance confetti will rain. For baseball, Cardinals baseball. Don't miss opening weekend at Busch Stadium, April 15th through 17th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Now, you can call a contractor working out of the back of his truck and have him give you an estimate, but you're going to want a company that backs its work and can fix a problem if there is one. You want a company that's been around and will be there down the road. That company is Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances. They've been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or their showroom just east of 141 on Manchester Road. Call 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099 for Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer care specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem, ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Are you looking for a 9-hole golf course during lunch hour? Visit Berry Hill Golf Course in the city of Bridgeton. Call 314-731-7979. That's 314-731-7979 for Berry Hill Golf Course in Bridgeton.
The rules for claiming your Social Security benefits, they're about to change, and if you don't act now, it could cost you a small fortune. Don't miss America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Hi, Terry Hall here. Spring is coming, and so is the time to sell that house. Yours, maybe mom's or dad's. But first, it's all about getting it ready to get the most money with the least work involved. Call me, Terry Hall, and let's walk through and figure out the easiest way for you to get the most money for your home. No obligation, no commitment, just good info. Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. And listen to This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KTRS, Sundays at 1 p.m.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Bottle of wine. Means we're going to Southern California. We're going to hear from Mike Evans. Made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. If you've never been, I encourage you. Go have lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's, but you may need a reservation, especially for dinner, because everybody loves this place. And they're very busy. They're only closed on Mondays, with just a couple of exceptions every year. Again, they're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards, they sell a lot of them, and it's a really good idea. Here now, Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Give it up. I thought we'd have a real odd pop quiz question today.
All right.
Name the name of the celebrity who drinks poop water.
Oh.
Only water refiltered from toilet water. Courtney Love, Tom Hanks, Quentin Tarantino, Bill Gates. Answer in a minute. Baseball season, I got a baseball question for you.
All right.
Okay. So,
Lou Gehrig.
So, your team wins the game. Your pitcher throws a no-hitter. Doesn't walk anybody. But none of the opposing team's players' batting average went down. Although they lost the game and made 27 outs. How can that be?
Wait a minute. Repeat that one more time.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Repeat it one more time.
Baseball game. Your favorite team, your team just won the game. Your pitcher threw a no-hitter. He didn't walk anybody. But none of the opposing team's players' batting average went down. How can that be?
It was the opening day. They were all zero to begin with.
That's exactly right.
Whoa! Hey.
Way to go, Peon.
That's a good one, Peon.
Thank
good
you.
One.
Very good one. A TV update told you that Cocktails with Chloe was going to be canceled. It has now been canceled.
Oh, too bad.
No.
I know.
Oh, I want to see that every episode.
That poor kid.
Do you ever watch Blacklist?
Yes. Oh, no, I don't watch.
I watched it in the beginning, the first season. I don't watch it anymore.
It's really good.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a spin show from Blacklist.
I watched. Do you ever watch Blackish? Have you ever watched that show?
No. I tried to watch it once.
It's really funny. I've watched that. We love Modern Family. I love watching Modern Family. And then right after that is Blackish, and I've been watching that. It's pretty funny, but sometimes it's like, oh, come on, get off of that racial stuff.
Wow, that's really good.
Sorry.
It's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Elton John is returning to television as a guest on May 18th on Nashville, the TV show Nashville. Elton's last TV appearance was in 1997 on The Nanny. Also, then before that, 1999 on The Simpsons. And there is not all good news. There's trouble in paradise. Word that Elton John's wife, David Furnish, has been wandering off the reservation.
No.
Whoa.
Now that's a couple I thought was solid.
I know.
Ugh.
I know. Odds and ends. Harry Potter Park opens up at Universal Studios in L.A. today.
Oh, Mr. Potter?
No, Harry Potter.
No, Harry Potter.
Not the Potter and
Wonderful Life. Potter and It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's just
Are you choking?
What?
Were you choking? You need the Heimlich?
That was a good one, huh?
Good choking. It was a good choking impression.
But Mary, you don't understand.
Oh, no.
Boy. Wow.
We're going to take over this whole town.
Go back to the choking.
Who was that supposed to be?
A principal of a down-and-out high school in Detroit was on Ellen DeGeneres' show asking for help. Got plenty of help, including a $100,000 donation from Justin Bieber. There's an update. The principal is in jail. There was all a scam. There was no high school.
Oh, great.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
Lamar Odom wanting to get back into basketball. With the years he has in the league, it would cost the NBA team a minimum $2.5 million to sign him. I don't see any team doing that. And I have a great tip for all the guys out there. Here's the deal, guys. Nobody's happy if mama's not happy. And here's something that hardly any guy ever does. You ought to start doing just to make your life happier and making your woman happier.
Now, folks, listen to this, because this is coming from the king of romance.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Start opening that car door for her. I mean, you know, when a man opens a car door for his wife, it's either a new car or a new wife. Dude, open the door. I mean, you'll thank me. She'll be very thankful. You might get lucky. Open the door for her. The kind of man I am.
Yeah.
It's the kind of man I am, Harry.
Not only that, if you open the door for her, if she got on a dress, you get to look up her dress.
Yeah.
Now, you have to always make it nasty.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Date in history, April 7th, 1927. The first public demonstration of a product they call television.
Ooh, what date?
April 7,
1927.
Wow. And finally.
No.
Somebody told me they love it when Peon says no, when Mike Evans says
no, they
finally yes.
Who told you that?
I can't remember who it was. It was
just wait. Hey,
somebody out that we
don't make me break out the Walter Brennan.
Oh my goodness!
You know, Pavini.
Oh,
it's a goddamn little.
Oh man!
Oh,
sounds like Gabby
go.
Hayes.
Yeah,
Gabby Hayes. Oh.
You don't want to start getting in there, but you want to bring the contest with me.
You want to bring it all better than you ever hoped to do.
Yeah,
you want
to yourself.
Gabby Hayes, I'll give you one of them, too.
God darn it, you young guys. Come on, try to do me. Doesn't even sound
it's
like
the sheriff, and let's go after him.
Oh, my goodness. Brother.
Who drinks the poop water? Courtney Love, Tom Hanks, Quentin Tarantino, Bill Gates.
Oh, I'll say Quentin Tarantino.
Bill Gates.
Courtney Love.
Bill Gates.
Oh!
Mike Evans, see ya.
Bill! You can afford all the best bottled water in the world.
Oh, I saw that.
What are you doing?
I think there was a YouTube video where it showed the machine that...
It filters water from the toilet, the or is there...
He's trying to make a point about the, you know, the environment.
Saving water. Yes, he's very green.
Well, there are other ways to make it. Now, he's going to turn green if he keeps drinking poop water.
Yeah.
He'll have the green poop water splatters. That's what he'll have. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is right next door to the Smokehouse Market. They are both on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and both worth a visit. Nothing like them. Nothing else like them in St. Louis. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. Gift cards, always a good idea. Window World has a phone number. The reason I tell you they have a phone number, sometimes I forget to give you their number. It's 314-993-1800. This is the home of the original $189 window. And the reason I say original, whenever you're very successful, people try to copy your name, your phone number, your price, duplicate it, making you think they are an equal. That this other product for $189 is exactly the same as Window World. It's not. It's not. That other company that likes to advertise $189 windows sells 20% of the windows that Window World sells. Not even close. No company sells or installs more windows than the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Been in business a little over 13 years. And already... over 40,000 homes in St. Louis have Window World windows. For the last 6 years, every year they've sold over 1 million windows in this country. There are only two window companies that exist that have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. Guess what one of them is? Ah, Window World, that's right. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800, or you can always go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 44, midway between St. Clair and Union. Good backup there. Also, you got a crash blocking the right lane eastbound 40 east of Hanley that's blocking or jamming traffic back near Lindbergh. Now, if you're traveling southbound 55, it's still pretty slow between Arsenal down through Revis Barracks. Same thing on westbound 44 from Jefferson through Hampton. You've got the usual slow-ups, but it's a little extended because of the rain. On westbound 40 from, looks like, Compton out through McCausland. Eastbound 40, that's stacked up now between Lindbergh and Big Bend. Southbound 170 is slowing from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, the slowdown goes from the Rock Road out through Highway 94. Starting to get a little bit better on westbound 364, but you're going to find some heavy pockets between 270 and 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Account Temps is the leading temporary accounting and finance staffing agency. Learn why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend them. Call them today or visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 888-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Call today and save thousands. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Stop by KFC today for a $20 fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed. Limited time offer, participating KFC's, tax and substitutions extra.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
So much for listening and for keeping us on the air by patronizing our sponsors, the people I speak for. I appreciate it. Merle Haggard, rest in peace, buddy.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night!
You do get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Goodbye,
Dan. Bye, in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Two women found dead in this Berkeley home. Tonight we speak with one of their mothers who says there are a few things you need to know. Maybe you can help find their killer.
It's a hard thing.
A MoDOT worker killed on the job. How investigators say it happened.
Still seeing some scattered showers and thunder showers across portions of the St. Louis area. Everything dropping down in that northwesterly flow. And that flow means some more cold weather.
Changing the way our streets are lit. The move Ameren is making that will mean lower utility bills. New at 6, a grieving mother asking for answers about her daughter's death.
Police found two women shot to death inside a burning home in Berkeley on Wednesday. Andy Banker's here with new information about a person of interest and an interview that you will only see on Fox. Andy?
It's such a heartbreaking case here, guys. You have